لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters in Islam, in Iman, سلام من الله عليكم ورحمة منه وبركاته. نسأل الله رب العالمين الكريم المنان الحنان الوهاب الرؤوف الرحيم أن يجمعنا وإياكم على الخير والتقى والإيمان والصلاح، وأن يرزقنا تدبر كتابه وقراءته على النحو الذي يرضيه عنا، إنه تعالى ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. أما بعد، today we have entered the 25th day of the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we have just 4 days ahead for Ramadan to be, you know, ended, to come to a terminal point, or 25, if at all, the month reaches the apex of conclusion. In the absence of questions, so we just go ahead because of the bit of time of late we are starting. Let's have the first
recitation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا وناديناه من جانب الطور الأيمن وقربناه نجيا ووهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه هارون نبيا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah number 51, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And mention in the book, that is, mention in the book the story or the narrative on Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, indeed, he was mukhlasan. Mukhlas is not like mukhlis. Mukhlis with kasra in lam, mukhlis is the one trying to be chosen by Allah, trying to do his best so that Allah recognizes this is the mukhlis. But mukhlas is the one already chosen by Allah. So, yani, al-afdal an takuna mukhlasan لا مخلصا. But all are needed, because until you have taken steps of being a mukhlis, then Allah chooses you. So Allah says, Prophet Musa, إنه كان مخلصا, he was a chosen one, وكان رسولا نبيا, and he was a messenger and a prophet. Look at the combination, لا إله إلا الله. That is why all the prophets that came after him, scholars are saying they usually, you know, kind of perpetuated his teachings. They try to internalize the Mosaic law. They call it Mosaic teachings. Because after Prophet Musa, who came directly? Joshua. That is Yusha. After Yusha, who came? Elias. No. Before Yusha, Hizqiel. After Hizqiel, Elias, or Eliasim, who was sent to people around Palestine, you know, in the city Baalabad, they used to worship an idol called Baal. أَتَدْعُونَ بَعَلًا وَتَذُرْ أَحْمُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Then you see, after Joshua, that is Yusha'u, Hizqiel, who again, I said, Eliasim, Al-Yasa'u. Aliyasa'u, we don't have this love, Aliyasa'u, no detail, but it's also Allah's prophet. After Aliyasa'u, you have Shemuel or Samuel, they call him Samuel. All this came after Musa, and they were preaching the message of Prophet Musa. Even Prophet Uzair, Ezra. Prophet Uzair came between Dawud and Suleiman and Isa and Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. The said Prophet Uzair produced the Torah verbatim overhead. No. Overhead. For that the Jews called him son of God. وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله. So you can see how Prophet Musa had these chains of honors in the eyes of Allah. واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسول النبي. He was chosen, he was Rasul, a messenger, and Nabiya, a prophet.
Yeah.
Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said again, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ لَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. We called him, that is, we called him. Who is that he?
Musa.
وَنَادَيْنَاهُ. We called Prophet Musa from the side of the mount at his right. Which mount is that? It's Mount Sinai. Tur Sinin. وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. That was an important mountain. So Allah called Prophet Musa to hand down to him some teachings by the side of the mountain. So Allah says, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا and brought him near, confiding in him. That is, we brought him near as talking to him in confidence, because Allah spoke to Prophet Musa. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى what? تَكْلِيمًا. Mm-hmm. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَوْ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ and we gave him out of our mercy his brother Harun or Aaron as prophet, because Harun also was a prophet. But they are saying Prophet Harun was older by a year to Prophet Musa. They belong to the same father. They were together. When Prophet Musa went to receive the Torah by the Mount Sinai, he left his community under the tutelage and care of Aaron. But unfortunately, they misbehaved. Okay? They descended to immorality by worshipping the calf. The story is there in chapter number 20. When Musa returned, he took hold of the beard of Prophet Aaron. He said, يَا ابْنَ أُمَّ لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلِحْيَتِي وَلَا بِرَأْسِي إِنِّي خَشِيتُ أَنْ تَقُولَ فَرَّقْتَ بَيْنَ مِنْ أَسْلِ وَلَمْ تَرْقُبْ قَوْلِي. This is the Prophet Musa. So we gave him as a mercy his brother Harun as a prophet, who also helped him in the prosecution, in the actualization of the prophetic responsibility. واذكر في الكتاب
إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا.
Again another prophet. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسول النبي وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا. Mention in the book the story concerning Ismail, aka Ishmael, aka alternatively known as, that is aka, aka alternatively known as Ishmael in the biblical rendering. That is Ishmael. Prophet Ismail is the father of Al-Arab, Al-Ariba. He was the one that was offered as the sacrificial lamb, not Isaac. Some are trying to twist the neck of historical accounts, trying to say, no, Isaac was the one given as sacrificial lamb. is incorrect. It was Ismail. We have the story in Surah Al-Yaqatin, Surah number 37, Surah Al-Safat. So that's where Allah says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولَ. He was truthful to his promise. Which promise was that? Look at it. Prophet Abraham saw in his sleep that, Allah inspired to him, sacrifice your son, slaughter him for Allah. He was then the only son to Prophet Ibrahim. What did he do? Without any say, Allah, why? Allah tried Prophet Abraham on many occasions. He traveled from Mesopotamian region, the Babylonia, to Palestine. It was a trial. He was thrown into the fire for the sake of Allah, a trial. Okay? His father ostracized him. His father declared him persona non grata. Persona non grata. Another trial. He had to meet a tyrannical king in Egypt who tried to, advance on his wife. Another trial. Imagine, he was asked to build the Kaaba with Ismail. A trial. He left Hajar in the wilderness of Paran, Mecca. He left her by Allah's command. A trial. He saw in the sleep, slaughter your son Ismail. A trial. You can see this. So for this, Allah said, "Wa Ibrahim alladhi wafa." Ibrahim, who fulfilled all the promises. So Allah chose him. He appointed him as an imam. A permanent honor given to Prophet who?
Ibrahim.
So his son Ismail made a promise. The promise I told you in Surah As-Saffat when he said, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni adhbahuka fanzur madha tara. Oh my son, I saw in my sleep that I was slaughtering you. And I believe this is a divinely sanctioned order. You shall be sacrificed as a sacrificial lamb. What sayest thou? What sayest thou? Meaning, what is your own take on this? So he said, Ya abatif alma tu umaru satajiduni insha'allahu. This is the promise he made. Oh, my father, do as commanded. You will certainly find me persevering, patient. I will patiently persevere. I will perseveringly be patient. And he fulfilled it. So for this, Allah says, Inna kana sadiqa al-wa'd. Look at him. Ishmael was truthful to his promise. If Allah should recognize you as truthful, you have succeeded in everything. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. And again, وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Just as Allah said concerning Musa, رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Look at it on epic card. Concerning Musa, كَانَ مُخْلَصًا. هِيَ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا. They shared all the qualities together. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Not only that, Allah said, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. Prophet Ismail, Ishmael, a.k.a. Ishmael, كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعَدِ. No, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. He used to command his family to pray. You can see prayer here is very important. He used to enjoin his people, the family, because Ahlawiyah does not only mean his close household. No, the community under his tutelage, his people, his Ahl, he used to command them, to enjoin them to establish prayer. And to give zakat. That is the legal charity or the poor Jew. وَكَانَ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّ. and to his Lord. He was pleasing. He did everything that pleased the Lord. You can see these are beautiful qualities that Allah has placed on his chosen people. Allahumma ja'alna naqtafi atharahu.
Ameen.
That is concerning Prophet Ismail. What again?
وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا.
Another prophet is mentioned. But there is no maintaining the chronology of their time. Okay? Chronological sequence is not maintained here. What is important, know this. Otherwise, Idris came for quite a long time before Ibrahim, before Musa, before Ismail. What is important, know their story. So Allah says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ. Who is Idris alayhi salam? It's mentioned in many places of the Quran. In English, they call him Enoch. Enoch. If you hear somebody answering Enoch, it's Idris in Islam. So وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعَنَاهُ مَكَانًا أَلِيًّا. Mention Idris. Okay, in the book, they are saying Prophet Idris was like a tailor. He was the first to have used the pen in writing. Some are saying, Allahu Alam, his name Idris is from Darasa. Idris, Darasa, Idrisu, Idris. Yeah. Allahu Alam. So he was, as we say today, he was bookish or bookworm. He read a lot. Allahu Akbar. Great men of the olden time. So mention in the book the story of Idris. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was صِدِّيقًا, truthful. نَبِيًّا, a prophet. وَرَفَعَنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. We raised him to a high station. We elevated him to high place. In Bukhari, you remember the ascension of the Prophet. You know ascension? That is Al-Mi'raj. Al-Isra is the night journey. Allah says in Quran 17, 1, 2, 3. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa samiul basir. That is 70, Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 1-2. Allah says, glory be to Allah who took his servant in a night journey. That is Isra. From Mecca to Al-Aqsa, from Al-Aqsa to the high heaven, that is ascension, Mi'raj. So in the Mi'raj, he met Prophet Idris Enoch in the fourth heaven. So Warafana Makan Aliyah, we raise him up to a high place, elevated place. Warafanahu Makanan Aliyah. That is Idris. Some will be telling you, Idris used to be a friend of Malakul Mawti, Allah A'lam. Alright? The story is there. Maybe to some extent it can be verified. So, after having this information given, then Allah says, did you read it?
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ آدَمَ وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خروا سجدا وبكيا.
Allah the Almighty says in this ayah, number 58, أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم ومن من حملنا مع نوح. To the end of this ayah, number 58. Allah said, أولئك, those were those upon whom Allah bestowed a favor. These people you have heard from prophets Ibrahim, Musa, Ismail, Idris, and the rest. Allah said, أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين. Those were those on whom we have bestowed our favor. من النبيين, from amongst the prophets. Okay? من ذريتي Adam, from the descendants of Adam, because they all descended from Adam.
No.
Adam alayhi salam was the first and is still the first father of humanity.
No.
Mm-hmm. وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَنُوا, and among those we have carried along with Noah in the ship. When the whole world was immersed in Tufan, the descendants, we carried them. Others were drawn because of their disbelieving in transigence. Naam. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and amongst also the descendants of Abraham or Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِسْرَائِيلَ. Who is Israel? And Israel. Israel is the title given to Prophet Yaqub. They say Isra, servant of Allah. It's a kind of a Hebrew language. They say Ishmael, Israel, Mikael. This Il in Hebrew means God of Allah. But the actual name of Israel is Yaqub. But Allah recognizes the title. He says, كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاةِ. So he silenced Israel. So Allah said, alayhi salatu wasalam, from the descendants of Abraham and Israel, وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا, and amongst those we have guided and chosen. Listen. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. When the ayat, the verses of Allah, most gracious, we are being recited to them, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا. Allahu Akbar. They used to fall down. They fell down in frustration, وَبُكِيًّا, and weeping and crying. To tell you, when they heard Allah's ayat being rehearsed, being read, being chanted, if you like it, they used to be touched in their minds. So that triggered in their minds the total subjugation to Allah, to the point of bowing down in prostration to Allah. And, you know, the crying, and you see them crying, that is the meaning of sujadan wa bukiya. Next ayah.
فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا.
نعم, الله سبحانه وتعالى says, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Mm-hmm. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ, and then, but there came after them successors, some who came later, they are called خَلْف. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ, some who came later, successors came after them. Did they behave as they did? No. Those who were good, Allah told us, part of their behavior, they will be crying. tears rolling down their cheeks. So they don't walk here. But those who came later did not behave the way they should behave. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. They came later, أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةَ. أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةَ. Who neglected the prayer? That is number one. The good ones expired. They have just finished. Those who came later, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةَ. They just neglected the prayer. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. And they pursued their desires. The desire of the mind, the vainglorious desires, they pursued their shahawat. Allah says, فَصَوْفَ الْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Soon they are going to meet an evil. Evil is غَيَّا. They are saying غَيَّا is a valley in Jahannam. If the whole mountains and rocks of the world were to be thrown into غَيَّا, they will have melted away because of the intense heat in Al-Ghayya. La ilaha illallah. Next ayah.
Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan fa ulaika yadkhuluna al-jannata wa la yuzlamuna shay'a.
Illa man taba wa amana وعمل صالحا. في سورة الفرقان إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا. But عمل is not mentioned here. That is in Furqan chapter number 25. But here in Surah number 19, this ayat 60. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. Except those who repent. Repentance washes away your past iniquities. So At-Tawbah is very, very essential for all of us. Ay wallah. La khayra liman la yatubu. Wal khayru yatanazzal katara. Wa mutataliyan ala ta'ib. He says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu
al-mutatahhirin.
Allah loves those who are oft returning or who are oft repenting. Who behave badly, quickly, took. لَعَلَّ الْمَوْتَ يَأْتِيكَ فَجْأَةً. الْمَوْتِ يَأْتِي بَغْتَةً وَالْقَبُرُ صُنْدُوقُ الْأَمَلِ. So Allah said, except those who repent back to Allah. وَآمَنَا. And such who also believed. وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And acted righteously. You can either put taba fi'lu madhi in present simple tense. Man taba, who repents, with s, present simple tense. Wa amana, and believes, to signify continuity. Wa amila salihan, and acts righteously. Or in the past tense, those who repented and believed and acted righteously. Either way can be accepted. It's English anyway. For ulaika, such they shall be granted entry, not entrance, mark you, entry into the paradise. Wala yuzlamuna shay'a, and they will not be wronged in the barest minimum. La zulma liyum. Allahu akbar. Naam.
جنات عدن التي وعد الرحمن عباده بالغيب إنه كان وعده مأتيا.
Allah says they will enter paradise. May Allah make us amongst the recipients of the highest station of the paradise.
Amen.
Ya Allah. Then Allah explained the nature, the typology of that Jannah that will be granted entry. He says, Jannati adnin allati wa'ada ar-rahmanu ibadahu bil-ghayb. It is the al-Jannah of al-Adn. Adn means Perpetuity. The meaning of perpetuity is the paradise of permanent state. I remember our scholars during our studies in Soro, they used to say, Al-Jannah tuturta. Tuturta means you enter it tutur permanently. Our parents used to say, Kaikinan tuturba kajim magana. What happens to you? You are always, look at the word, look at tutur. So Jannat Adenin, the Jannah of tuturta, of perpetuity, remaining permanently, endlessly, ceaseless. That's the meaning there. They will be granted the paradise of perpetuity, perpetually there, inshallah ta'ala. Allati wa ad ar-Rahman, the one that Allah most gracious promised his servant bil ghayb, okay, in the unseen world. Because the Jannah, you didn't see it. You didn't, but we're going to see inshallah one day. Hellfire, we didn't see it. We don't want to see it. Na'udhu billahi min an-nar. That is why Allah says, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaybi. The true servant are those who believe in the unseen. You didn't see the angel, but you believe the angel is there. Okay? So it is the paradise of perpetuity that the most gracious promised his servant as the unseen. إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَعَدُهُ مَعْتِيَّ. Certainly, Allah's promise has been ever coming. It will definitely come to be. It will come to fruition. Allah's promise does not break. It's not breakable. It can't be broken. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا in two places. Next ayah.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشيا.
In the paradise, لا يسمعون فيها لغوا. They wouldn't hear any evil talk, لغو. Unlike in the world, somebody abuses, somebody thrashes, somebody character assassinates, somebody passes idle talk. It's part of lagu. But in the paradise, no lagu. No any idle talk, no any evil talk. Fiha in the paradise. Illa salaman. Salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim. Tahiyyatuhum fiha. Salam. Allahu Akbar. Wa akhiru da'awahum an alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. That is paradise. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli salam. So in the paradise, no evil talk, except statement of peace, peace, peace. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا رِزْقُهُمْ. And there they shall have their provision in the paradise. بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّةً. Is that? In the morning and in the afternoon or evening. The provision rizq will be kept, will be given, will be supplied without any break. نعم.
تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا.
تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. That is the paradise that we are going to give as a property of inheritance. نورث from وراثة. ميراث. That is the paradise that we are going to give as an article of inheritance, na'am, to our servant. But who? Man kana taqiyya, who used to fear Allah. So the criteria, the credentials for you to be granted entry is for you to maintain Allah's do's and don'ts. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen, ya rabbal alameen. Na'am.
وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكِ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا.
This is ayah number 64 in this surah, chapter 19, Maryam. The ulama of the causalities of revelation, You know, causality, that is asbab al-nuzul. The ulama that are competent in knowing the reason for an ayah being revealed. They are saying the time Angel Jibril took time, he didn't come to the Prophet. When he came, let us say, Ya Jibril, we didn't see you for another. I say, Ya Rasulallah, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. This is ayah number 64. He said, Ya Rasulallah, we used to come down only by God's permission. It's not out of our own desire of volition coming down. It's by Allah's permission. لَهُمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. To Allah belongs whatever that is before us and behind us. وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, and things in between the two. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَ. Your Lord is never forgetful. Allah doesn't forget. Forgetting is a human behavior. Is that correct?
No.
For me to forget, it's only natural. But does Allah forget?
No.
أعوذ بالله. But you forget? I forget for many reasons. So if somebody forgets, they say, oh, I'm sorry, I have forgotten to do the assignment you gave me. Say, okay, you're forgiven. Because they are saying to err is human. To forgive is divine. To err, that is to make an error, that is to err. It's human, but to forgive is divine, is Allah's behavior. So do not, on forgetfulness, take somebody to the task. Unless if the forget keeps on repeating itself, it is repetitive, then there is a case to question the sincerity of this man talking. So your Lord is not Nasiya. Ilmuha inda Rabbi fi kitabil la yadul Rabbi wa la yansa. In another ayah. Next ayah.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده. Allah is the Lord, because رب means the Lord. Okay? The disposer of everything. The overseer who takes care, that is Rab. You see, Rab is taken from Tarbiyah. He provides everything for your upkeep. What you eat, to bring, your clothing, your power of seeing, power of hearing, that is Rab. So Allah is the Rab, the owner, the Lord of the heavens and earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and the content in between. Between the heaven and earth, there are a lot of things in between. Who owns them? Allah. So this Lord, فَأَبُدْهُ, adore Him, worship Him, وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ, and you should persevere in worshiping Him. Because Ibadah entails a lot of challenges. During the Hamatan, very chilling, very cold. To wake up in the morning out of your comfort of blankets, perform ablution with cold water, oh, you have to be patient. Going for Hajj, spending a lot of money, leaving the family, you go into a different land, you have to be patient. Bringing something out of your money as zakat. You know how man loves wealth. وَإِنَّهُ لِهُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَرِيْ. Yet you give it out. Your wife, you are back to home hungry. You say, hey darling, my food, said I have forgotten. And you're hungry. You begin to punch her. No. Yeah, I'm sorry. Because you have done a lot. I wouldn't forget your goodness for just one mistake. That is to err is human. To forgive is divine. So, worshiping Allah entails difficulty. You see, in the world, you face difficulties, yet you are patient. You go to the school to attend your lecture, the lecturer doesn't come, it's raining, yet you go, you pick it. Commercial vehicle. Oh, I have a lecture by 8 o'clock. I don't want to fail. I don't want to have anything like spill over. I don't want to be spilling over later. All have graduated, but I'm held back academically. You do everything possible to clear your papers. Why wouldn't you clear papers on your ibadah? When the first rain falls down, what do you do? You go to the farmland, you clear it, difficulties, there are maybe animals, snakes there, yet you are patient. But you're not patient in worshiping Allah. You don't have the tolerance of waiting for the imam to come to masjid to begin this. At the time of prayer, where is the imam? People of fitna, some of them. So worship Allah and be patient in worshiping Him. هَلْ تَعَلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةً. Do you know anybody having a similar name like Allah? Samiya. Do you know of somebody having a name like Allah's name?
No.
Can anybody answer the call, Allah? Auzubillah. Then he's a Satan. When Namrud called himself God, what happened? Pharaoh, Fir'aun, what it is? It's Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. What happened? He was drawn. Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri. He was drawn. Shaddad ibn Af, Namrud, and all those people that claim gold hate, later their demise was pathetic and bad. So nobody has name like Allah's name. Naam.
ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا.
These are two ayahs, ayah 66 and ayah 67. In this chapter 19, Surah Maryam, chapter Mary. Allah said, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَصَوْفَ أُخْرَجْ حَيَّةً. Allah said, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقَنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ And man says, who is that man? Generally, the unbelievers, they used to say, أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ. If I die, if I ever die, لَصَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّةً. Is it true that I will be brought up a human being living? They were denying resurrection. You know resurrection? After that, Allah resurrects you later. لا إله إلا الله وَإِلَيْهِ تُشْرُونَ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُرُونَ. They were denying. They are saying this ayah was because of Ubay ibn Khalaf. Ubay ibn Khalaf one day in Mecca came with bone of an animal. An animal died with the bone, became white. وقال الإنسان, he said, يا محمد, أترى ربك يضعف هذه الإهام؟ تقول هذا? Are you telling me your Lord has the power to bring back the life, the animal having these broken bones? Imagine. What did he tell him? The Prophet said, Na'am, وَيَبْعَثُكَ وَيُدْخِلُكَ النَّارِ. Not only the animal with the bone, Allah will raise you too and will take you into the hellfire. So in Surah Yasin chapter 36, Allah says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي انشاها اول مره وهو بكل خلق عليم. Because Quran one part explains the other part. So generally man is, so he is talking about this guy, but the ayah has applicability. It applies to anybody from the olden time to modern time till affinity. There are some people today claiming to be agnostic, free thinkers, humanists. God doesn't exist. They are the disciple of Satan, because who created you? The air from your head, who did it? Did you buy it from a departmental store? Your finger, come on, Satan controls you. You have just seen yourself in this life. Did you choose when you're going to be born? Did you? When you're to be born? Did you choose the continent you'll be in? Did you choose to be an African, an Asian, an American, Antarctican, or whatever? Did you choose your color? The black man? He must be foolish. Satan controls you. Na'udhu billahi min al-kufr. So ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا. Man the kafir is saying, well, if I die, shall I be brought back alive? Then Allah said, oh, haven't man seen? We created him من قبل, before. For quite a long time, that is min qablu. وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. He was nothing to be mentioned. In Quran 78, read it. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. Read it.
هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. إنا خلقناه من نطفة.
إنا خلقنا الإنسان
من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا.
Look at it. That ayah in Surah Al-Dahr to the Insan corroborates this ayah. Here Allah says, we created man, وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. He was nothing to be mentioned. The ayah quoted, هَلْ أَتَعَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. Together. There is a corroboration between the two. Okay. Can't man remember, we created man مِنْ قَبْلُ, and he was nothing. So they are saying, you were created from nothing into something. If you like it, nothingness to somethingness. Different English. So why should you deny Allah that brought you to existence from non-existence is more than able to bring you back after your days. You have been dismembered, you have been fragmented. The worms that have eaten you in your grave, Allahu Akbar. Later, Allah just says what? Be, and it's going to be. You remember in Baqarah, when Prophet Ibrahim said, Rabbi arini kayfatul mauta. We read it in Hawsa Tafsir.
No.
Oh Allah, show me how you bring back to life the dead ones. And the story is there. It's high time we stop here. We ask Allah the Almighty to increase more and more of blessings in our life, to make us good people, to increase our health, power, understanding, ability, total obedience to Allah the Almighty. Innahu wali dhalika wal qadiru alayh. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam.
In the absence of Q&A.
Mm-hmm.